So I was thinking about doing an angel tree. There's angel tree, and then there's Operation North Pole or Santa. That's done by the USPS.
Yeah.
The Postal Service. And I got some thoughts on that, dude. Like, I think when there's like when I see a list, this is more, I guess, towards the Operation Santa, not towards Angel Tree, because mm-hmm. that's the only one that I looked at. Is it's like when kids write, when they write like too much stuff or unrealistic stuff, it makes me not want to pick it.
Really?
Yeah. No, don't look. I'll give you an example. Some kid wanted a Montclair jacket. And I'm like, I've been good this year, Santa. I want a Montclair jacket. He spelled Montclair wrong. Montclair jackets are $2,000. Like, you're not going to get a Montclair jacket, dude. Like, I mean, there might be a rich person that's like, I'm going to buy this kid a Montclair jacket. Right. And I was like, yeah, you're not getting a Montclair.
But
that makes me not want to pick it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but yeah.
Can you, so I don't know, because honestly, dude, I've never in my life heard about the angel tree or anything like this before. I've been to events where I've donated like toys and stuff, and then they hand out the toys to kids. If it's a girl, it's a girl type gift. If it's a boy type gift. Or if they request specifically something, they'll be given that's available at the location. Is it okay to gift something? Like, if someone wants a jacket, obviously I can't afford the Montclair or whatever it was jacket. Can I just give him a $80 jacket something?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But that was one of the controversy with that one lady, because she gave nothing on the list what the kid wanted. And it kind of sucks, because there could have been someone who took that angel tree list and got that person that whatever they wanted.
And for those that, I mean, we were talking about it before we were recording. So there's the angel tree videos on TikTok. And there's a girl who chooses a list and then will not buy anything. And they're like, they should be grateful for just receiving anything at all. Yeah. And you said, these are kids. Like, they should be getting what they want. If it's too expensive, yeah, you understand. But most of the items on the list are not going to be that expensive. And you should be getting a couple of those things, not just nothing at all.
One thing I noticed is looking at the list of kids, like, what's really popular is Bluey. Robux. Robux is popular. What else is popular? Damn. Barbies were always in. But yeah. Lego. A lot of kids want Lego. It's crazy. Yeah. Some Minecraft. But Robux and Bluey.
Bluey. That's crazy. So
super popular.
I have my nieces. They're like a year and a half now. And we've given them Bluey stuff. So they have like Bluey dolls. They have a Bluey playmat with like cars that are Bluey themed and stuff. And I didn't think anything of it, but I guess Bluey is a big thing, dude.
The sad angel trees are the ones that they don't want toys. They just want like shampoo, toothpaste. Like those are the
like
ones that
regular necessities, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. See, like if I were to choose a gift, like, I mean, a list like that, I would obviously get those things and then a few more like actual toys, be like, dude, I can't just get you necessities. Like, you need those things. So I'll get that plus a toy or something.
Yeah. But I plan on doing an angel tree. It's just, they're hard. There's none like nearby. Like Huntington Beach is like the closest one.
Oh, yeah.
So I might just do the United States Postal Service one.
Yeah.
But I don't know yet.
We'll just see. Not a month.
I just want to do one. I just want to do one
this
year. So
yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. And make a video, you know, because do it for the clout.
That was another thing we talked about where people are getting pissed because people are doing it just for the clout.
Mm.
Yeah, like they're doing it for selfish purposes, but they're still getting something for a kid. So the kid is still getting what they, you know, are asking. So it's kind of like a win-win situation. So it's fine if people do it for the clout as long as you're actually giving those gifts. So
a lot of people are doing it for the clout. It's crazy.
That's fine, dude. It's crazy to me that like there was a stream, what's her name? Maya. She was doing a stream with Adept. They went to Africa, and the location where they did their stream was an actual like a reservation, and they were like not getting enough donations, but because they brought awareness to the location, they ended up donating like $15,000 to the location, and everyone there was grateful, you know, like the fact that these two people were just like showing up randomly And all of a sudden they got the donation. So it's always like, I know there's not always like a positive spin on things, but it can be positive if you make it that way. Welcome back to the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
Sugar on my tongue.
Damn. With Tyler, the creator. No, with Daniel as well. It's funny you bring that up, dude, because I went to Camp Flognog and I saw Tyler.
It was canceled and rescheduled.
Rescheduled for the following week. I'll talk about it right now, but let me just mention the stuff we're going to talk about. So topics today are going to be the Valve Steam Machine, the Game Awards, and Golden Joysticks, just like the things there. Golden Joystick is just going to be like what was the game of the year for me. And then VGAs, the Video Game Awards, doesn't do their research. That's going to be the topics. But yeah, so let's talk about what we did this week. I went to Camp Flognog. It was canceled for its initial week that it was supposed to happen, and then they pushed it back to then the following week because there was a crazy storm in California, and it was going to hit specifically that area. And yeah, it did get flooded, so I'm glad that they postponed it and moved it on. It sucks for people that were traveling and stuff, but, you know, things happen. Honestly, dude, my two favorite performers was Childish Gambino, only because he's a really good performer. I don't know how he's been before. I've never been to one of his concerts, but he just went song after song after song. He was just like, we don't have time. Like, yeah. You guys had a list and you guys put all these songs, so I have to go through all of them. And I thought that was really cool because it was just constant, like, you know, just music going on. And then T-Pain. T-Pain is a damn good performer. He's a performer and he sings all his songs. Because one thing I don't like about ASAP was he's a performer and he doesn't sing. He's a showman. And he doesn't actually sing on the sets. He sings like one word every out of 10 words that come on the thing. So it's just a pre-recorded thing, and he's just like occasionally sings a word or two.
The you had to be there, dude. T-Pain at one point ruled the world. Like I remember he had like an MTV, like in the MTV Video Music Awards, all the nominations for like best rap video, every single video had T-Pain in it.
Damn.
It was Kanye West, The Good Life, and then it was like T-Pain and then Lil Wayne, another song. It was fuck. He ruled he was like the guy, the go-to guy to do like hooks.
He knows. He knows how to perform too. He's a really good performer.
Did he perform Good Life?
He did, actually. He did. Yeah. Yeah. He performed two songs I think he helped produce, I'm assuming. Yeah. Yeah. But there was a lot of other artists. There was Tyler, ASAP Rock, Dochi, all very good artists. And I went with people I know, and they wanted like barricades for certain artists, but I wasn't going to do that. Because once you do barricade, you have to go there earlier, and you're stuck there until the artist comes out. So it would be a 3-hour wait before that artist comes out.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to do that. I want to catch all these artists. And at some point, it was like back-to-back, like T-Pain, Dochi, then Tyler, and then, you know, Childish Gambino, and then ASAP. So I was like, I'm not going to go in the barricades. I'm not going to trap myself and just miss these people. I do regret leaving early for T-Pain to catch all of ASAP. I feel like after I saw everything, I was like, I would have rather have stayed all the way to the end of T-Pain and then watched ASAP after. But ASAP was the ending performer on Sunday. Childish was the ending performer on... Challenge Gambino was ending performer on Saturday, and then ASAP was ending on Sunday. But yeah, really cool. I'll do it. If I can, I'll do it again. So had a lot of fun. Really, really good vibes. I did not buy any merch. They were doing a ton of mystery bags. That's like one of the biggest things there. And and then one of the people
on Tyler. I never liked his like clothing line.
He has a couple. Golf. I didn't know that the Golf the Floor was one. And then he has I forgot the other ones already.
But his store is like next to Supreme's not there anymore. But I think that store's still there. I mean, dude, that guy is doing his thing.
Yeah,
I gotta respect. He's what like the popularity of Drake, that's what Tyler should be. He should be more as popular as Drake, but he's not.
I think it's
he's popular, but he's not.
Like, yeah, because he's weird. He's out yeah, there, you yeah, know, and like he's not afraid to show it. And I like that's what I like about him. But I think that's why that like publicly he's not.
I think him and Drake and Tyler are very similar though. They make similar not the sound of the music, but
yeah,
the content, like the love songs. They're very similar, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Tyler's dope.
That was the biggest thing for me. Did I watch any movies? I don't think I watched any movies. I played Hades 2. I stopped playing Hollow Knight, played Hades 2. So there's that. I bought Ark Raiders, have not played it. I'm afraid to play it because I'm afraid I'm going to get hooked on and then not play anything
else. Is Roberto hyped for the Fortnite?
he's. I haven't told him. I don't know if he knows about it, but he's been playing Ark Raiders and he's been hyped on that one. He wants me to hop on it, and I was like, I don't know if I have time. So, but that's me for this past 2 weeks. What about you?
Popular. You're gonna be popular. I saw Wicked 2 and it was not as good as the first one, which it kind of worries me, like, because I want to watch the play. If the first half is better in the play than the second half, damn, it kind of sucks.
I don't think for the play it works that way, because a lot of people say, like, the play is just really good, and then there's no difference between, like, part one versus part two. Movie wise though, yeah, I feel like they dropped the ball on part two.
I mean, this is gonna probably cause some controversy. I still think Wicked is a better play than Hamilton. I think the music in Hamilton is better, but the story of Hamilton isn't that
right good. Right,
Wicked's story is really good. And yeah, so it kind of worries me, because the way when I saw the movie, and I mean, it's not spoilers, but you already seen the four characters that are the Lion, yeah, the Scarecrow, Tin Man. Is that it? Yeah, you already seen them in the first movie. And I wanted them to become what they become in a cool way, but like the way they explained it was, the only person that was cool was the Tin Man. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like why he turned into the Tin Man. Yeah. I was like, that's cool. But the Lion, that's stupid. And the Scarecrow is dumb too. Yeah. But damn, that makes me, speaking about Wicked, I believe in AI, dude. Mm. So I went to San Francisco and, I took a Waymo and yeah, I was amazed. Like,
yeah.
So like, there's like three things that really amazed me about AI. I mean, now looking back at it, it's like, you're kind of desensitized to it, 'cause you've seen what it can do already.
Right.
But the very first one was, there was a video made about the gold rush, but in a drone footage. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. Like what it can do.
Yeah.
And then Waymo is another one. And then the second one was John Chu. When he talked about making Wicked, he said, I use AI. And it's fucked up because, you know, he's not using artists and not paying artists, but he's like, it saves me so much money. And I'm just like, fuck. So like, I'm like thinking, fuck, dude, AI, the potential for AI is crazy, but NVIDIA is killing me right now because it's down, but I believe in it long term.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Yeah. Like the Waymo was kind of crazy because I would be annoyed if I was driving behind it, because it'll like start driving and it'll start turning signal to the right and it'll change its mind. And it's always changing its mind. I'm going to turn left. And at least it signals.
Yeah.
And it doesn't turn left and it goes straight.
Oh.
So it's constantly thinking.
Right, right. So it's like, I'm thinking left would be faster. And then all of a sudden, like, it's like, oh, no, wait. No, it's going straight is faster. So then it just cancels it.
It's like optimized. And I'm just like.
And also, like, there's a speed limit. Because I was, when I went to.
Flogna?
No. I had gone to LA for another thing and I got stuck behind a Waymo. It was pretty annoying because that guy is just going super slow. Like every car is passing and I'm just like, dude, I don't even have like, I can't even get on the other lane to pass him or whatever. So it was fairly annoying. And I was trying to turn left. So I ended up getting stuck behind him and having to turn left.
It feels super safe, which is crazy. With, like no one driving. Yeah, it's a trip. I was tripping the fuck out. I was like, what the fuck? This is fucking trippy. But I mean, you've seen the TikToks of the Waymo's getting stuck in.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, there's kinks, but that's crazy. Like, I want self-driving cars, and that's like, it's actualized to me. I was like, wow.
The thing is, I would feel safer in a Waymo just because it looks like it has so many cameras. Hmm. Like, you look at it and you can see all the cameras like visible, where a Tesla doesn't really have all the cameras visible. So it just seems like it's a regular car. And that just, I know it's as good, if not better, because it also has like the whole LiDAR thing. It's like, it's doing everything, but it's just scary. Thinking about, whoa, like this thing doesn't even show the cameras for it. It's just a thought like that. It gives me more anxiety being in a Tesla driving, like having it self-drive.
Yeah. So I'm going to double down on AI, even though like the stocks are killing me. It's in the red, but I have long-term hold. I believe in the future. And I actually bought, well, I can't buy a lot. I bought a fractional share of Google.
Yeah.
Because Warren Buffett fucking bought Google. You got to understand. So I'm reading this book called like Buy Anything in, you know, Whatever Markets by Jim Cramer. But Warren Buffett doesn't invest in tech. He doesn't believe in tech, but he invested in Apple. It's funny. The only reason why he invested in Apple is because he's like, people are crazy for it. Like the way that people react to Apple, he's like, I'm going to invest in it. I mean, even that right now, the sock, people are going to pay $200 for a sock. That's how crazy Apple fans are.
Yeah.
But Warren Buffett recently bought Google, and people were like, whoa, why the fuck did he buy? He doesn't buy tech. So he knows something. What's up? So when he bought it, I was like, shit, I'm going to buy some of that shit too. But yeah, Google came out with their new AI thing, and I heard it's really, really
good. Oh, yeah, Gemini.
I heard it's really good.
There's a third one. Gemini was already there. It's like another Gemini 3 or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The banana thing or whatever.
I believe in AI, dude. And then watch some more boots. I got to make a TikTok. Once I finish it, I'm going to make a TikTok. But
for on that Google thing, the thing that got me, I think it's the same thing I'm thinking of. The AI for that one is a lot better, but it also... It watermarks the AI images. So as long as you use the Google's like AI checker, it'll verify if that watermark is on there, and it'll tell you like, yes, this is 100% AI. Even if the image is like flawless and you can't tell, it will always know because it puts that watermark.
They need to do something like that.
But I feel like they need to make the watermark public, because right now it's only visible by using their own AI like checker. So if you use another AI checker, it'd be like, no, this is a real image or whatever.
What I heard is, this is from a TikTok, the image maker, you can't tell, like if you just look at it, cannot tell
right now. All of like the regular AI checkers are obsolete with this new Google AI, and you can, the only way to check it is by using their own checker. But I feel like they should make that.
We're past the tipping point. I think we're at a point where we can't tell, like, no. Because I saw another TikTok where it was like a survey, and they showed them real songs and fake songs. 90% of people couldn't tell it was AI. It's gotten that good.
Well, I mean, like, there's trending songs that are AI, dude. Like, and people don't realize it's AI. And then there's like, once they realize, there's a huge divide on like, I still like this song, fuck it. Or it's like, I like this song, but it's AI, so I can't listen to it.
Yeah. I believe in AI is, I guess most people, when they think of AI, they think of videos and images and songs. Reading that book, it's going to do more. Dude.
Yeah.
Like, what's crazy is there's, so Palantir, which is a stock that's gone up like crazy. They got their defense like company, but they're using AI to sort data, and it's kind of scary because they're saying like, yeah, dude, like we're technically going to make a logarithm that's better than it's like TikTok's on steroids. I'm like, fuck.
It'll know you. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll fucking know. It'll know.
I've heard stories of like, there's no AI involved at the time, but Target has a good like algorithm checker. So when you search things on their website, they can gather data, and there was a story where a girl was pregnant because she was searching for these things, so it suggested like pregnancy stuff, And the dad was super pissed. He's like, why the fuck is it showing up? Like, this is not right. He went to the store, complained, and his daughter was fucking pregnant. And like, Target was able to clock that shit like right away, just because of the searches she did on like other sites and stuff, and they were able to gather the information. So imagine that, but just automated, because AI just does that. It just gathers everything. So it'll literally clock people so hard, so fast, dude. That's scary, but it's just, honestly, it's bound to happen. It's going to happen regardless of whether we want it or not to, or whether we set rules and stuff. It's going to happen. So just let it happen.
I just want self-driving cars and a made robot. That's...
You're like, take all my information, give me a self-driving car. Fuck it.
Tesla, sign my soul to the devil. Yeah,
If you were filthy rich, you could just have a driver. That's fine.
That's true. But and not Hollow Knight, but I've been playing Slay the Spire.
Damn.
And I got, I got so close to beating the heart. I need to beat it with two more characters. Man.
You think you'll get hooked on Slay the Spire 2?
I don't know. We'll see.
It's just crazy to me how hooked on Slay the Spire you are.
It's addicting, man. Balatro would have been better, but
the only game I've ever gotten addicted to was World of Warcraft, and even then, like the urge, you know, like the feeling of wanting to go back into it still comes from time to time.
Monster Hunter for me, old school Monster Hunter.
Not old school, yeah.
I kind of want to do a Monster Hunter Freedom Unite stream. From level 1 to G rank solo. It's hard, yeah. It's hard. Yeah.
What was his name? The streamer? G rank? Curepeco? No. There's a streamer, and all he does is streams Monster Hunter. Any Monster Hunter game. That's who you're going to be next.
You got to come back to streaming.
All right, let's hop onto the... Oh, actually, do you have anything more?
No, that's it.
All right, let's hop into the topics. First one I have is the
Valve. Oh, shit. Yeah, one thing. I went to the Nintendo store. Did I say that?
Oh, no. In San Francisco?
That's the reason why I went to San Francisco.
Oh.
To visit the Nintendo store. It's a lot smaller than I thought.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's cool. Man, dude, I don't understand why they don't open one in L.A. It was packed, dude.
I went to New York a few years back, and I did go to the Nintendo store there. It was very small. It was not packed. They had a security guard, so they were still, like, even though it wasn't packed, like, there was three people inside, they were still, like, you have to wait until someone leaves. I went inside, and, they had, like, a small, like, two-tower museum of displays for seeing, like, all of, like, the history of the DS, I think it was, and then, obviously, everything available there, and then that's it.
Oh, man, I spent so much money there, because they had stuff that was sold out. And I was like, oh, is that the last one? I was like, fuck, man. Oh, yeah, I get it. Dude, man,
they got you.
Yeah. It's cool. A lot of good exclusive stuff.
Yeah.
Make one in LA, please, Nintendo.
Okay, so the Valve Steam Machine.
Smart on Valve's part. So I don't think I'm going to get it, but it's smart.
I don't think I'm going to get it either, because I'm okay. Obviously, like, I have custom built PCs. I'm okay with, like, you know, building my own. I think it's really smart because
kids want a PC, and that's like an affordable, I guess. Like,
I think the benefit of a console is the fact that you can't upgrade it. People, like, don't have the urge to be like, oh, let me buy more parts for it. I think that's the issue with custom-built PCs or PCs in general. People get afraid. It's like, I buy it now, and then in like 2 years, it's a better graphics card, a better RAM and stuff. But when you buy a PC, like a pre-built PC or PC in parts, it seems like a Frankenstein. Like, you... It's sold to you as like a unit that's made of pieces. And I think it scares people. Valve is kind of like packaging it as a console. So like, you don't have to worry about like, oh, I need to buy more RAM. It's just like, think of it as like, once you buy it, that's the best of it, the best that you can get until they release another Steam Machine. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to worry about upgrading parts and stuff like that. I think that's what consumers need. They need to like, not be worried about all the parts and stuff. So I think it's going to do really well, even if it's priced over $900.
Dang.
Because there was a video of that Linus Tech Tips did where he was
checking the parts and
was in a like an interview or a call with like the company, and they're like, oh, you guys talked about making it like a console competitor, so it's gonna be like around $600, $500 to $600. And the room went quiet, and he's like, whoa, that means it's gonna be priced a lot more.
That's crazy. God.
Yeah. I still think it's gonna do really well though.
Yeah, it'll sell out
for sure. I think so. Yeah.
Kids want PCs, and if they could stream off of it,
yeah,
they want to be streamers. It's like, bam, entry. It's good for them. Yeah, they're going to make money easy.
I think it will do good. And I think it's only because like that whole concept of like they want like a console type unit rather than like an actual PC type unit. Mm. So if you make a PC like a console, it'd be perfect.
It's fucking dangerous too, because it's also the Steam library. Fuck, it's game over.
Yeah,
dude. Fuck, and, dude.
Well, because like all they have to do too is like release like that Steam OS like on anything, so you can just download it on your own PC. Like that's how you make it more accessible to everyone, and then get it on your on everyone's like PC.
Kids will use it to play Roblox. Give me them Robux.
Buy me $1,000 PC to play Roblox.
Sheesh.
But what's crazy too is because Valve has, they collect that information. Like every once in a while, Valve is like, oh, can we like scan your hardware? And so they have the average of everyone's PC. Hmm. And they've literally picked the average of everything and built that PC for themselves. So man, that's crazy. Like to think of like just an average PC across like millions of people, like that's going to, I'm assuming that's a very fairly good PC, which obviously, yeah, we've seen the specs, so mm-hmm. fairly good.
Gabe's making money.
Yeah.
On his yacht. Billionaire, dude.
Seriously. All right. You have anything else to talk about that one?
No, that's cool. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I agree. Same thing. I'm not going to get it. If anything, like when it's released, I'm probably just, I'll build another PC with mm-hmm. better stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah. So let's move on to the next one. Next one was the Game Awards and the Golden Joystick Game of the Year. So I'll start with just the Game of the Year for the Golden Joystick, which was Expedition 33, which I honestly, yep, not surprised.
Yep.
It was, for me, it was one of two. It was Expedition 33 or Hollow Knight. Silksong.
Yeah. Same. So. Same.
But yeah, and then for the game of the for the Video Game Awards.
So we're gonna go through the Game Awards and see, make our predictions.
Just the main topics, or you're gonna go through all of them?
We'll do the ones that matter, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do this. I know we don't really like watch this. Best esports athlete.
Okay. What are the lists?
Brock, Chovy, Forsaken, Kakaru, Menard, Zywoo. To be honest, I only know Menard.
I don't know any of them, dude. I don't know.
He's a Street Fighter champion. He's the guy that won Evo.
Menard?
Yeah. That's the only guy I know.
That's funny. I have no clue. I have zero clue. I know none of them.
Most anticipated game: 007 First Light, Grand Theft Auto 6, Marvel's Wolverine, Resident Evil Requiem, The Witcher 4. I already know what's going to win.
There's for me, there's two. But personally, I'm more excited for 007, but I know for a fact it's GTA. Like, yeah, there's no other
easy.
Like, there's easy. That list shouldn't even exist. Choice. It should just be GTA 6 on there.
Easy. Okay, content creator of the year. This one you'll know some.
Yeah.
Kadro, Kai Cenat,
mm-hmm,
Moist Critical,
mm-hmm,
Sakura Miko,
mm-hmm,
and Burnt Peanut.
Fuck, dude. So Moist Critical did a cool thing. He canceled all his subscriptions and then stopped the donations, because mm-hmm, he's like, I have enough money, I don't need more money, you know, save it for yourself, enjoy my content. But Burnt Peanut has been blowing up on my TikTok, dude. Yeah. He's been killing it on the Tarkov and mm-hmm, Arc Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna like, it's what's current, and Burnt Peanut is current, so I'm pretty sure Burnt Peanut's gonna win it.
I'm a second Burnt Peanut. He's blown the fuck up this year. This is his year.
Fool almost died on a fucking Big Mac, dude.
Best adaptation. A Minecraft movie, Devil May Cry, Splinter Cell Death Watch, The Last of Us Season 2, Until Dawn. I mean, The Last of Us. Yeah.
That's too good.
Best multiplayer. Ark Raiders, Battlefield 6, Elden Ring, Night Rain, Peak, Split Fiction.
It would have been Peak before, but Ark Raiders is doing numbers right now.
I'm going to say Ark Raiders.
Yeah, Ark Raiders is doing numbers.
I'm going to skip Best Sports.
FIFA.
Best Sim Strategy, Final Fantasy Tactics, Jurassic World Evolution 3, Sid Meier's Civilization 7, Tempest Rising, The Altars, and Two Point Museum. I mean, I have a soft spot for Tactics. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tactics. FF Tactics.
So this category you're going to hate because of one game. Best Family Game, Donkey Kong Bonanza, Lego Party, Lego Voyagers, Mario Kart World, Sonic Racing Cross Worlds, or Split Fiction.
So that category is fine for Donkey Kong to be in it, but it's not Game of the Year, bro. Like, it's not even close to Game of the Year. I'd go with Donkey Kong on that one.
So it's crazy because, like, you know, the person that we had in our podcast, he that's his Game of the Year.
Yeah,
it's a fun game.
I'm sure it is.
I can see why I got nominated for Game of the Year. But it's not my choice, but it's a fun game. It's a fun game. Best Fighting Game, 2XKO, Capcom Fighting Collection 2, Fatal Fury City of the Wolves, Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection, Retro Fighter 5.
I'll have to give it to 2XKO.
The same. I heard Mortal Kombat Collection has a lot of problems.
Yeah?
Like, performance problems. Best RPG. Oh, this is easy, dude. Avowed, Clair Obscur Expedition 33, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, Monster Hunter Wilds, and The Outer Worlds 2.
So, because in the Golden Joysticks, Expedition took every nomination they had, they took that shit. So I'm pretty sure Expedition 33 is going to get it. But I think a good contender is Kingdom Come. That's a good competitor with that.
I'll talk about Kingdom Come when it comes to the Game of the Year. But Best Action Adventure, Death Stranding 2, Ghosts of Yote, Hollow Knight Silksong, Indiana Jones in a Great Circle, and Split Fiction. I think Death Stranding is going to win it because the ties, but Hollow Knight.
Yeah, Hollow Knight Silksong. I heard the Indiana Jones game was really, really good.
Mm. Best Action Game, Battlefield 6, Doom the Dark Ages, Hades 2, Ninja Gaiden 4, Shinobi Art of Vengeance. Damn, this is a hard list, to be honest. Now I'm looking at this one.
Battlefield is doing numbers, dude, but for me it was Hades 2.
I'm torn, dude. I'm torn between Doom the Dark Ages and Hades 2. And No, Ninja Gaiden 4 is good. Shinobi is good too. That one's all. This is a hard one. This is probably the hardest one, I think. Damn, who's going to win?
Battlefield 6.
I'm going to say Doom, but yeah, that's a hard one. Okay. Best debut indie game. Blue Prince, Clair Obscur Expedition 33, Despalote, and Dispatch. Dude, I heard Dispatch is pretty good.
It's actually really good, but it's going to be Expedition. Like that.
Yeah.
Fuck. That game came out of... I mean, it didn't come out of nowhere, but like... That sucks, because if not, it would have been Blueprints in my eyes.
Yeah, I feel bad for Blueprints.
Yeah, got shadowed by that great game.
Best Indie Game. Absalom, Bollox Pit, Blueprints, Clair Obscur Expedition 33, Hades 2, Hollow Knight Silksong.
Damn, that one's...
That one's a stacked one.
That one's a stacked one. Has to be Silksong for me.
Dang. I think Claire. I mean,
I think it's gonna take it. Yeah, but I want. I'm rooting for Silksong on that one.
I'm kind of sad that Ender Magnolia didn't get nominated. It came out early in the year, and people were talking about it. There was a lot of buzz, but since it came out early, people forgot about it.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going into the good stuff. Dang, we'll do best score in music.
That's right, too.
Silksong. Hades 2, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33, Ghost of Yote, and Death Stranding 2. Fuck.
I think Expedition 33, dude. That music was really good.
Damn. I think I don't. So I haven't played Death Stranding 2, but if it's like Death Stranding 1, dude.
Yeah, that epic ass shit, dude. I know, but I haven't played either, so I can't really. I have nothing to compare it to. And Expedition 33 was fucking good.
All right. Best game direction. There's only two more left. Claire, Obscura, Expedition 33, Death Stranding 2, Ghost of Yote, Hades 2, and Split Fiction. Death Stranding is going to win this one. Because I think Kojima, there's no one that, even if the game isn't good, but directing-wise, no one has that vision.
I need to look at the Golden Joysticks, because was Death Stranding 2 nominated with Expedition 33 in a lot of those categories? Because Expedition took it on all of them.
Mm.
So I'm like curious, like if Expedition doesn't win in this in all these categories, it's rigged. I know that VGAs is rigged.
Dang. And then the last but not least, game of the year. Claire Obscura Expedition 33. Death Stranding 2 on the beach. Donkey Kong Bonanza. Hades 2, Hollow Knight, and Kingdom Come Deliverance 2.
I just have to say, I 100% believe that if Death Stranding 2 wins, there will be controversy that the VGAs is fucking rigged. Like, I will tell you that right now. People will go like, Jeff, you are in cahoots with Kojima, and like this is always a fucking case. I'd give it to Expedition 33 though.
I think it's not rigged, but I think Expedition will win it. Hollow Knight is second. But I remember seeing TikToks when people were reacting to the nominees, and they were surprised by Kingdom Come Deliverance 2. I was not surprised by it. Yeah. I was like, yeah, it should be on there.
That's a huge contender for that thing, dude. That's a really good game.
Yeah, but we won't be at the Game Awards.
We won't.
I'm going to try to react to it. That would be my first stream, if we react to
that's
it.
That's true.
But, yeah.
I know that you've always been talking about reacting to the VGA, so now you finally get the chance.
No, I've done it before.
Oh, okay.
I have done it before. But I just remember one time when the VGAs, when it was like super rigged, is when Overwatch won Game of the Year. I think it beat Bloodborne. I was like, what? No, or it beat something. I was like, dude, it's rigged. But to the second part. What do you think is going to be shown at the VGAs? Like, hopes, prediction, Dust Bloods.
There's a game called The Exodus that I signed up a long time ago for any media about it. And so they recently put a thing saying like, hey, we'll be at the VGA. So I'm excited for that one. I think a mention of another Souls game. Another
Dust Bloods. I mean, that's the next one.
Well, like FromSoft, yeah, I guess.
I want to see some more Dust Bloods.
Some more Dust Bloods. I'm excited. Which for is Bloodborne Exodus. 2.
I'll call it Bloodborne 2.
It's Bloodborne 3. What else?
Elder Scrolls 6.
I'm just excited for like new IPs, but like games that we haven't heard of yet, and all of a sudden like they just drop it on VGAs. Those are the ones that I really care for. And the ones that get me excited, because like if they have obviously a good trailer, it's a style of game that I like, I'm all for it. I'm going to eat that shit up.
I want to see more of the Bioshock guy. He's making a new game. Something Eden or starts with the E. But they showed the trailer, but it was a good trailer.
Yeah.
Don't know anything about it.
Well, we might get more of it.
Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, Elder Scrolls is one. Because I'm tired. We can't have like 16 iterations of Skyrim, dude. I'm tired of that shit.
New Fallout.
Oh yeah, Microsoft sent me a thing where it's like, hey, we're giving you Fallout 76, and they gave me a code, so I need to activate it before I forget.
Damn.
Because I always with Microsoft, I always buy it super early, and then whenever like new versions come out, they'll give me like the code for the new version. They did that for Minecraft. I have like 6 versions of Minecraft for PC, for Xbox, for the Oculus Rift. So yeah.
Any other predictions?
I
want them to make a new Mass Effect, but I think BioWare is done, man.
You think so?
I don't know.
There was a trailer. I remember there was a teaser, and then
yeah, we never heard anything. There's been talks about something for from BioWare, so that could be exciting. Something for Halo?
Ooh, the Naughty Dog game.
Oh yeah, but they talked about. I heard news that they're not going to showcase anything, and it's not going to come out in 2026.
Wow.
So yeah, I think they're just gonna they're gonna hide and work on it really hard. Huh. So we're not gonna get a guy talking to us and like, yeah, we're like 70% done.
Would it be crazy if they showed The Last of Us the next one?
That would be insane. But I don't think so. Because Naughty Dog has been fairly good at when they work on a game, they work on only that game. No.
Uncharted, when they were making Uncharted 3, they were making The Last of Us at the same time.
That's true, but like they didn't mention it, kind of thing. So I don't think they'll. Fuck, I don't know. Things are always changing, so I don't know.
I mean, he's not working on the show anymore, so he has time.
All right, so that leads to the last topic, which was VGAs doesn't do their research.
Shit. Was this one? Or I guess there's two incidents. The very first incident.
Go for it.
When Dave the Diver got nominated for an indie game.
Yeah.
It's not an indie game. It's made by a big studio.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I was like,
bro. I think the thing is, it's weird because sometimes they categorize like the fact that not so much money was used on a game. Now it's an indie game. It's like, no, but like it's someone that's made a whole bunch of games. It can't really be an indie one. The other one, which is the bigger one, was
Megabunk was supposed to be
Megabunk
in best debut indie game. But yeah, the guy, it's common knowledge that the guy used his name backwards and he made the game. And so, like, that's not a debut indie game because it's not his first one.
It's not his first one. He's been in different studios, made different games. So this is one of his newer studios, but he doesn't consider it his first game since he's made other games before. So he chose to
withdraw,
which big props to him. I think it gave him more credit being a good guy like that.
That's a game that's blown the fuck up too. Holy shit. Everyone was playing it at a certain point in time.
Yeah, at some point. I saw Moon Moon was playing the shit out of that. Because he always, like, he plays and breaks games, dude. He's crazy. He
there's certain people that can't be canceled. He's one of them.
He gets to, like, frame-perfect type gameplay, dude. It's crazy. It's crazy. And it's never on purpose. Like, he just does some stupid-ass shit and, like, he'll like survive somehow, and then everyone like analyzes the VODs and be like, dude, he had frame perfect this that. He's done it with a bunch of different games. It's crazy.
He can't be canceled.
And then I had some things I wanted to talk about. So Fortnite is doing a collab with Kill Bill. Supposedly they're showing scenes that they didn't show in the movie.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Like, dude, Fortnite, the collab with Daft Punk was crazy because they showcased their whole entire discography. On top of that, they had a room where you can, like, mix every one of their songs together. So, like, you can have the music of one, the instruments of one, vocals of another one, and just, like, mix the music like crazy.
Yeah, all I'm saying, I saw Inception in Fortnite.
That's crazy, dude. They're like the shit that they're doing, like, this is,
they're the metaverse.
Yeah, dude, it's like a whole nother
level.
The
Simpsons is, their Simpsons collab is killing it.
Yeah, it's a
whole nother level. I'm not playing the Simpsons, but
I haven't touched Fortnite, but it's just like a whole nother, that's crazy, because they're bringing, like, obviously the kids are playing, well, it's a lot of different individuals, but mainly kids playing Fortnite, and they're bringing, like, Kill Bill, like, they're not gonna know what this is, but they're gonna be like, oh, what is this? They're gonna research him, and they're gonna, you know, some kids now know about Kill Bill.
They're gonna watch a movie and be shocked.
Yeah, dude, yeah. That's what's crazy to me about it. They're
gonna be shocked.
And then there's a game called Vampire Crawlers, which is by the creators.
I want to rewind. So, like, with Kill Bill,
yeah,
you know, so when Kill Bill was released, it was split into two.
Yes.
There's part one and part two. But some guy wrote on Twitter, and I totally forgot, but the ending of Kill Bill 1 is like, you know, they shoot her in the head and it's like, does she know that her kid's still alive? It's like, no, she doesn't. And it ends like that. It's like, And then, like, he's like, do you remember how Kill Bill ended when you realize she gets shot in the head and the baby that she was carrying is still alive? And it ends like that? I was like, holy shit, I totally forgot I had to wait to see what happens. And I was like, dang, you brought me back. You brought me back to that memory. And I'm going to watch the whole bloody affair. You know, the...
And there's kids that are going to see that now.
Bill, it's your...
Now I feel like the other information doesn't even matter. But Vampire Crawlers, which is the creator, developer of Vampire Survivors, coming out with a new game. And it's a roguelike deck builder. I wanted to mention it because you're huge on the card games. So it might be another one. Because he killed it with Vampire Survivors. So it might be good for him. Did I have anything else? No, that was just
Slay the Spire 2 coming out in March 2026. Maybe that's when the comeback stream happens.
on the new account.
Shit. Ooh, fuck.
Start over.
Go to TwitchCon. Brand new person.
New individual. You got anything else?
No, I think that's it. Thanksgiving coming up.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
What's crazy is like, I've been watching TikToks and people are like, oh yeah, this week I'm not like working. Like, you know, I mean, you know, people are just not working. They're kind of like cruising.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm fucking working hard, man. God, I got fucking deadlines, dude. I still got shit to do, man. Like, I'm not cruising, man.
I think the job you have as like anything in the finance kind of, whenever there's going to be a break, I feel like it's usually you're busiest because you have to finish everything before the break because you can't do things after the break. So that's why for me, like it's been super chill. Like tomorrow I'm going to work and that's it.
It's like half the people are not even in the office. I'm like, fuck, dude, I'm working fucking working my butt off, man.
You got to finalize those numbers, dude.
Sheesh, man. God damn.
All right, guys. That's it for this episode. Catch you guys in the next one. Peace.